You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has released his message for the 25th World Day of the Sick, set to take place on February 11, 2017, the commemoration of Our Lady of Lourdes. The Day of the Sick was instituted by Pope St. John Paul II in 1992, who called it a special time of prayer and sharing, of offering one's suffering. Devin Watkins has this report.
Amazement at what God has accomplished. The Almighty has done great things for me. That was the title of Pope Francis's message for the 2017 World Day of the Sick. He said the commemoration gives the Church renewed spiritual energy to carry out ever more fully that fundamental part of her mission, which includes serving the poor, the infirm, the suffering, the outcast, and the marginalized. The Pope also expressed his closeness to our suffering brothers and sisters, as well as appreciation for all those in healthcare institutions throughout the world who work with dedication. He said all the sick and those who help them should look to Mary, health of the infirm, the sure sign of God's love for every human being, and a model of surrender to his will. Mary's apparition at Lourdes to the poor, illiterate, and ill, Bernadette, he said, reminds us that every person is and always remains a human being and is to be treated as such. In his message, the Holy Father said God's concern for the world of suffering and sickness is revealed in Jesus. The solidarity shown by Christ, the Son of God, born of Mary, he said, is the expression of God's merciful omnipotence, which is made manifest in our life and fills it with the power of hope that can sustain us and enable us to get up again. He said the celebration of the World Day of the Sick should provide new incentive to work for the growth of a culture of respect for life, health, and the environment. Finally, Pope Francis invited the sick, healthcare workers, and volunteers to turn to Mary in prayer. He said, may her maternal intercession sustain and accompany our faith and obtain for us from Christ, her Son, hope along our journey of healing and of health, and the joy of feeling gratitude whenever God amazes us by his fidelity and mercy. I'm Devin Watkins.